God forever and ever.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to those assembled in the house of Cornelius. You know the message of God sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message was spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed by Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were opposed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all what he said, and he did both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Cornerstone, the Lord of glory and glory. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ the God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. It was the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning before the sun rose, and she found the stone rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Quickly she ran back to Simon Peter and to the disciple whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken away his body, and I do not know where they have laid him." Immediately Simon Peter and the other disciples set out. They ran side by side, but the other disciple outran Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and he peered in, and he saw the linen cloth. Soon Simon Peter arrived, and he went in. He saw the linen cloths rolled up by themselves, and he saw the napkin that had covered his face folded in a different place. Then the other disciple, the one who arrived first, went in. He saw and he believed. Now remember, as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. I wish to all of you and to your family the joy, the peace, and the life that this feast and this season proclaims. I want to welcome in a very warm and special way those who are guests here at St. Matthew's today. You honor this parish community by your presence. Your prayer is a grace for all of us. You are welcome here, and you are welcome here anytime. Finally, Thank you to moms and dads who brought children here this morning. I am powerfully aware of how difficult that is. To get everybody up and everybody in line and everybody dressed and everybody outside the door in the midst of Easter bunnies and eggs and candy and God knows what. It's heroic. And it's incredibly important. Children learn most not by what they're told, but by what they see and what they do. 30, 50, 70, 90 years ago, 90 years from now, these young people will remember that on Easter Sunday, they came with their family and they came to worship. That's an indelible memory that is put into a child in an experience like this. Once upon a time, there was a very wise person. And everybody in the village came to this person for advice. And everybody believed that this person knew what was ultimately important. And one day this person came into the village square and people gathered around and they began to ask him questions. And someone said, "Is there life after death?" And the wise man just smiled. And someone asked again, "Is there life after death?" The wise men laughed. And again they asked the question, and pretty soon the wise man was laughing uproariously, holding his belly, rolling on the ground. People became angry. And they went off disgusted. Now later that day, a couple of his followers asked him, "Please tell us, is there life after death?" And he just smiled at them. And then one of them said, "No, we're serious. Just yes or no. Is there life after death?" And the man said, "A more important question. Is there life before death?" That's an important question for us. Most of us believe that eternal life begins when we die. Not true. You and I are made for life, and we are made for eternal life, and we are living eternal life in this moment. Now, the day will come when we will live that life in a different way. But it is the same life. It is my life. It is your life. You and I are made for life, and there is nothing about our lives that is unimportant and that is insignificant. Our lives are a very strong testimony to the glory and to the power of God. For every single one of us bears within ourselves the imprint and the image of God. Now I want to borrow Marisa. Can I borrow Marisa for a moment? Marisa is 2 days old. was born on Good Friday, she is filled with life. She is marked and inscribed with the very image of God. Marissa will never, ever end. For all eternity, she is an image of God. You and I have no idea what Marissa will do in the years to come. But whatever she does, and wherever she is to be an icon, an image of God. That's true of her, that's true of you, and that's true of me. That's what this feast is about. This feast is about life. There is no death. There is no end. There is only life. Oh, a life that will change one day, but nevertheless, life. And you and I have been bound to God by the very fact of who we are. We are the face of God, the image of God. The challenge is that we live our lives and reflect the image of who we are. I invite you to join with me as we renew our profession of faith, the profession of faith we made first in baptism.